Good morning. Sorry, I'm frogging my throat here. 7:16 a.m. on Sunday, August the 9th, 2020. Lovely morning. I'm moving a little slow this morning. Not because the morning is particularly objectionable. It's a gorgeous morning. Ambient 62. Feels nice and cool. I think the official temperature is 60. But I'm moving slow because I got very rudely awakened this morning with a cramp in my calf. And it struck so hard, it lifted me right out of bed and onto my feet. Woke my wife up. It's loosened up some now, but it was still pretty tight when I started. Actually, it's loosened up a lot now, having been walking for 20 minutes. But yeah, talk about a rude awakening. It's just a very few scattered clouds up there. Most of the sky is deep blue. Almost last quarter moon up there, high in the sky to the north, to the southwest. West southwest, I guess. Getting my bearings here. So it's a lovely Sunday morning. I took yesterday off. I didn't even think about writing. Well, that's not true. I always think about writing. Well, I didn't try to write. I went home, posted the podcast. My pace keeps dropping off here if I'm not paying attention to it. Didn't get the podcast posted. Played some Fallout 4 for a large part of the day. Playing survival mode, which is particularly difficult because there's no quick save. You can't just say, okay, save the game right here, because I'm about to do something either stupid or dangerous. Stupid and dangerous. Or at least dangerous. But you have to find, instead, you have to find some kind of bed. Either a sleeping bag or a mattress on the ground or a bed. Real bed. Frame and all. And so it's much slower. It's a much slower game. And you spend an inordinate amount of time just running around. I have this quest and I have to go halfway across the map. Well, I can't fast travel to someplace nearby. I have to walk the whole way from here to there until the second act of the game. The game is divided into three acts. First, second, and third. And you can actually finish, if you push through the main quest line, you can actually finish the game probably really pretty low level. And it's sort of like killing Alduin in Skyrim. You can finish the game. You can kill Alduin at a relatively low level, but you have to follow the right path to get there. And the survival mode in Fallout 4 adds a bunch of stuff, like illness. And illnesses are largely random. So, for example, there's a chance you're going to get sick if you sleep. There's a chance you're going to get sick if you drink water. There's a chance you're going to get sick if a bug bites you, or if you wade in a puddle. There's a chance you're going to get sick. And the only way to get rid of the sickness is to either have an antibiotic on you and take it, which dehydrates you, so you need to drink water, or find a doctor who, for a relatively small amount of money, will cure you of all your ills. Except radiation, that's a separate fee. And the amount of stuff you can carry around in survival mode is severely curtailed. So you can't just carry around everything. You have to make some really hard decisions about what you're going to take in terms of weaponry, which tends to be heavy, or armor, which likewise tends to be heavy. And I play my characters to 100, and I made 100 yesterday with this character, and I'm thinking, all right, because there's still a lot of stuff I haven't done. By playing slowly and playing basically on the ground until the Brotherhood of Steel shows up and I have access to vertebrates, my nose is running. And did I bring a handkerchief? No. So playing slow, having a lot of miscellaneous fights, having a lot of random encounters means I've leveled up pretty fast. Good morning again.
Hi again.
And the lady with the Scotty dog. I met her on the other end of the walk. And apparently she walks down around the pond down by my neighborhood in the park and then back again, where I just start there and make a 2-mile loop. So we both headed in this direction at about the same time. And we crossed paths again. She's going the opposite way this time. So anyway, I have to look to see how many days I had to play in order to get to level 10, level 100. But I've reached level 100 and I'm questioning, do I want to follow through with... Do I want to follow through with it? Or having worked out a lot of the difficulties that caused me trouble in the early game last time, so I want to start a fresh character and make some different choices in terms of how I want to play it. Because I'm at level 100 and there's, you know, I just barely started the Far Harbor DLC. But I find find the challenge of survival engaging, but also frustrating. You know, play for play. There's one particular place where there are no mattresses until you've successfully conquered a region. And so you have to walk a long way to get there. And there are no beds. And then you have several really dangerous battles that you have to win in order to get to the point where you can lay down a bed and take a nap so you get a save. And I probably tried that like 6 times before I finally got through to actually do it. And of course the smart thing to do is to, okay, well, that didn't work. What other strategy can I use? How else can I approach this? What could I do instead of what I've been doing? Apologize for the sniffing. So I don't know. It's not. I don't know if I'll restart today or if I'll just. I'm not going to get a lot of time to play today. Let's start there, because I want to. Next weekend is Novelrama, and I want to get set up. Come on up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk posed. I want to get set up. So I want to get a story started. I want to get rough outline put together. If only to have a roadmap I can ignore when I'm going through it. Snort, snort. So by the time I get to Friday, I will be well stuck into the next story. So the idea of racking up 25,000 words in 4 days doesn't involve figuring out what I'm going to write next or messing around with outlines or any of that stuff. So that I've got a really good handle on what I'm going to do. At the moment, The Wizard's Cat and the next Ishmael Wong story are high on my list. But I've got a couple of other little projects that might lend themselves well to a short novel, 50,000 words. One of the characters in the new book I'm writing with my daughter is Waisor Ibn Salem. Who is known as Waisor the Scholar. And he's a teacher. With that name you would expect it. But he's a teacher with a difference. He's not the stereotypical fantasy teacher. He's not the guy who... Who is the teacher because he can read, or is the teacher because he's magical, or is the teacher because he's... He's one of the typical guiding influences that you quite frequently see in fantasy. He's the teacher because he likes to teach. And he's curious all the time. He wants to know more about everything. And after he graduated from the school, the college. He spent a significant portion of his youth, his late youth, early adulthood, traveling around. And so where Tanith Fairport spent a good deal of her adulthood, most of her womanhood, her motherhood years, traveling around. He spent 10 winters traveling around his region of the world, the same world that Tanith Fairport lives in. Even made a trip over to Corlay. But very little of that actually shows up, except in references in the book that I'm writing with my daughter. Because he has this reputation, he has this background that colors everything he does. And I started writing just to get into his character. I started writing little vignettes that were supposedly entries in his diary. And they're small little pieces of world building. They're small little pieces of one man's view of how the world works. It's his way of understanding how things go. And part of me thinks that would be kind of cool to put out a companion volume. Journal of Ways of the Scholar. In it, he tells some of the folklore that he's run across. The origin story for the world, for example, is in it. And I keep going back to it and reading it and going, this has some legs. I thought about using pieces of it for chapter headings, epigrams, like you see in Dune and some of the other epic fantasies, where there's a paragraph from some scholar or one of the characters that offers insight onto the chapter that's coming. I thought, well, it'd be cool to pull some of these quotes out of Wayzor's journal to put in as epigrams. But I don't have enough of them. And I won't have enough before we actually see this book get published. Unless I can write enough of them between now and next week or so to put them in before the book goes to beta readers or to Karen for editing. Karen has started digging into Finwell Bay. She was on the road dealing with some family matters, and she's home now. So she sent me a note yesterday that she's digging into Finwell Bay. And my goal is to get this to beta readers. To get this book hostage to beta readers. Within the next couple of weeks. So that I've got it back and ready to go to her as soon as she's done with Finwell Bay. We can move these along sharply, one right after another. Coming up on the back gate here. The sprinklers are running and I'm going to have to dodge between them to get into the house. So anyway, that's what we're up to today. Yeah, I was walking slow today, 21 minutes. 21 and almost 21 and a half. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.